little more than 15 minutes away from hour two. Glad you're tuning in. It's Talking Sports with That Guy right here on CosmicBroadcasting.com. Again, the numbers to reach me, 719-362-8851 or 8852. Google text line is wide open as well, 720-608-1580. Facebook page wide open and blowing up like crazy. You can also follow me on Twitter at Big Lynn Williams. You can definitely check it out there. What is this deal with Louisville and Kentucky getting into a scuffle before the game? It's kind of funny. You know what? I don't know about anybody else, but it's pretty hilarious to me that when you find two teams that are, let's just say, in desperate need of help, fighting. And I guess that's, you know, it's par for the course. Kind of is what it is, but, you know, either way. Again, 719-362-8851 or 8852. So again, got a bunch of people chiming in regards to the three teams that Ray Rice could sign with yesterday and be a hit. Still getting a lot of guys chiming in on that. Appreciate that. Told you I was going to get to them all, and yes, I am. Michael Valdez in New York, thanks for listening. He says the New York Jets, Miami Dolphins, and Indianapolis Colts. Jets, no, you still got a bunch of people there, and that's a sinking ship. Ray Rice doesn't want to go to a sinking ship. Miami Dolphins, guy named Lamar Miller down there, as well as Dave Thomas. He won't get anything. Colts make a bunch of sense. The boss in Pueblo West. Jets, no. Falcons, and Raiders. What do you do with MJD? Now you have three incredibly overpaid running backs who won't do a damn thing. Why would you put him into that dumpster fire? Wouldn't want to do it. Geo in Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, Indianapolis, and Minnesota. You've seen a recurring theme here with Indianapolis, right? Yeah, just makes a lot of sense. Tampa Bay, I don't know. You got Mikey James and Bobby Rainey down there. I don't see him going to a point where he's going to take snaps from somebody. I don't see that. I just don't see that. I see the Indianapolis Colts. Absolutely. I see the Indianapolis Colts doing it. I absolutely seen that. I told you before, I see the Detroit Lions picking this guy up and doing it. I really do. I'm serious. I really do see that. And in this case, I'll give you not just one. Well, actually, I'll give you two, and then a couple of honorable mentions that I'm looking at. Again, you got Indianapolis, you got Detroit, and tell you what, I'll stay in that NFC South. I'll stay there. And the main reason I'll stay there is because I'm looking at an NFC South of which somebody's going to win that division with eight losses or maybe even nine losses. There's only going to be one representative coming out of the NFC South. And while New Orleans is stacked, is packed and stacked, and while Atlanta still has some things in place, including a Steven Jackson, of which I can actually outrun right now, I don't think Ray Rice will fit there. But if you put Ray Rice in a Carolina Panther uniform, defensive issues aside, you're talking about a team that could damn well use a running back and is not necessarily out of the entire playoff hunt. Again, if you really want to make things interesting in the NFC South, put Ray Rice in a Carolina Panther uniform. Now they got a running back. Now they got a pass protector. They got him. They got Newton. They got Benjamin. Now, if they can just figure out how to fix that defense and get off of this losing five in a row schneid, maybe, you know, you may have something. So there are my three: Indianapolis, Detroit, Carolina. And I say Carolina because, and I say Carolina simply because, for as down as they are, they're not out of it. The only reason that Atlanta is on top at a 4-7 record, their four wins were against NFC South opponents. They're still getting out scored and outplayed by everybody else. You only play your division opponents twice. And if you're telling me that there's other squads out there that's not going to give Atlanta an L, yeah, I got some water in the desert to sell you. Somebody else is going to give them a few L's. So those are my three. A couple of honorable mentions. Here's another one that, even though it seems like they're doing bad, they could probably get this guy in there and do it as well. Do not rule out a reunion. Do not rule out a reunion. Well, I can't say a reunion because he's in Baltimore right now. But Ray Rice was loving that zone blocking scheme. Something that, regardless of what Bill O'Brien does in Houston, he hangs on to, mainly because of Arian Foster. Arian Foster out this year put Ray Rice in a Texan uniform. Now all of a sudden 5-6 doesn't look that bad. You're just behind Indianapolis, who still has two division games to play. You still have four division games to play, including Indianapolis twice. Why not? That's all I'm saying. Why not? My other honorable mention is a team that has just won two in a row. They're 2-2 in their division. And I believe they would give this guy in the AFC West would give people fits. And I'm sure Warren McCarty, who's listening in Amarillo, Texas somewhere, he'd love this. Suit up Ray Rice in a San Diego Charger uniform. Now you don't have to worry about Ryan Matthews or this Darren Oliver or anybody else in that backfield. You don't have to worry about it. There it is. There it is. Those are the three that I look at, and the honorable mentions. Worst case scenario. Absolute worst case scenario. There's always work in Jacksonville. Hey, you want to talk about putting him somewhere where he's going to take carries from somebody? Trust me, Toby Gerhardt and Denard Robinson, they're not doing it. they're not doing it. a lot of people on Facebook chiming in saying, send them to the Raiders. Look, I am not about sending a guy who can be used to a dumpster fire. The Oakland Raiders are a dumpster fire. Period. End of story. You currently have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4. You got four guys on that roster. Well, you might as well say five. You got five guys who come there and underwork every single day, but you overpay for them. Why would you want to make it six? Why would you want to put them in it? Oh, by the way, the five that I'm referring to: Darren McFadden, Maurice Jones-Drew, Justin Tuck, Lamar Woodley, and yeah, Charles Woodson. Sorry, dude. 17 years in the league, you've done your time. It's time to walk away. It's time. 17 years in the league, you're not doing anything. Seriously. At this point right now, to me, Charles Woodson is stealing from the Oakland Raiders. He's stealing. The only reason people are looking at this guy is because he has a Captain C on his jersey. He won a Heisman Trophy, and he went to Michigan. Are you serious? Really? Why would you want to throw Ray Rice into that? Why? Because you want to stick along with the stigma of the Raiders being a complete band of outcasts and quitters and guys that nobody else will take? Sure, go ahead, do that. But if you're going to do that, don't come running to me talking about just win, baby, because you're not. You're not. The only reason they beat the Kansas City Chiefs is, number one, they were on TV. Number two, Kansas City has this uncanny knack of dropping games to winless teams. In fact, they're 0-4 lifetime against teams that come in 0-10 or bigger. So if you haven't won a game, you want to bust that cherry, go play the Kansas City Chiefs. In fact, invite them to your home. I'm sorry. No way. Not for Oakland. So, like I said, I've given you mine. Indianapolis makes too much sense. Detroit makes a lot of sense that people aren't looking at. Carolina makes a lot of sense because Cam Newton needs a partner, and number two, they're not out of that NFC South race yet. Houston makes a lot of sense. San Diego makes a lot of sense. And if all else fails, there's always work, excuse me, in Jacksonville. Of which, to be honest, to me, Jacksonville is somewhat on the right track. Stop laughing. I'm giving you some truth speak now. So I beg of thee, don't laugh. Jacksonville Jaguars may be on to something. Young quarterback, young running back in Denard Robinson, of which he finally just realized he is a running back. They need help with an offensive line. They need help. They need help with, at the very least, a shutdown corner. But the rest of those guys on that defense, if you ask any one of them, what's it like to play for Jacksonville? They'll tell you, I love playing for Gus Bradley. You got a bunch of guys there who love to play for him. They want to play for him. Aside of incredibly skilled guys, I'm not throwing away a guy. I'm not throwing away a guy that wants to be here. I'll never do that. I'm not throwing away a guy that wants to be there. So you talk to Paul Posluszny, you talk to Red Bryant, you talk to Sendarek Marks and a bunch of other guys down there in Jacksonville. They want to be there. And Shad Khan is that type of owner that says, you know what? Yeah, I got the money, but I don't know crap about football, so I'm going to stay out of your way. You run it, dude. Run it. And they're putting together something this year. I believe they're going to put something together. And if they don't, you can always move to Mexico City. They have a hardcore fan base, I'm telling you. Ray Rice would fit in down there. I'm telling you, it'd be good. It'd be good. 719-362-8851 or 8852. It's still kind of rolling in, man. I don't know if I'm going to get to all of them, but I'm definitely going to try. Wow, got a full-scale argument on why the Raiders would not be a good fit for him. Well, I got a few reasons why. Trust me, I do. You don't send a good player to dumpster fires. That's just me. Tell you what, we'll take a break. Hour one officially done. It's done. After a few more, the boss says Raiders, Steelers, Cowboys, Broncos. Hell no, no, no need, and why? No, just okay. Now you're just grasping at straws. Now you're just throwing things on the wall to see if they stick. Sean Steen in, I believe, Georgia says 49ers, Broncos, Chargers. No, no, and yes. Absolute. Just my thought. Okay, I'll get to the rest of them on the way on the top of hour two. But for now, hour one done. Got any more you want to throw in? Go ahead and do it. Just if you want to, go ahead, throw them at the wall, see if they stick. They probably won't, but just my thought. I'm more curious of your thought. 719-362-8851 or 8852. Hour two coming up in just a bit. This is Talking Sports with That Guy right here on CosmicBroadcasting.com.